CBS. KF8 VFO. NACBF. How you doing today? Not so bad. Just making my way towards 24 to head to Clarkston. How about you? Not too bad ourselves. We're just going to the local sled hill for some afternoon sledding with the kids. I'd say you picked a good day for it. There's plenty of snow. Yeah, we're in Midland here, and it's still snowing, so should be a good time. This is KF8CDK. Just wanted to say hi. Good to hear you. How you doing today? Oh, we're good. Driving in the Lansing with the wife and kids. We gotta go to Home Depot and buy some shrimp. I'm on M43 eastbound, just a little bit east of Sunfield. Sounds good. I think I make all my contacts while I'm just doing chores or errands or things like that in the car nowadays. Yep, same here. I'm just on an HT. My mobile is in my car, which is in the shop right now. So I gotta make do with what I got. Well, you're coming in loud and clear. It's working perfectly. Oh, good. That's surprising. I'm just on a little walkie-talkie with like a 6-inch Nagoya. Yeah, you're loud and clear, perfect. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Where is this repeater? I know I punched it in on my radio, but I don't remember where this one was. I think this is the Bay City repeater, and it's like 300 feet up on the tallest building. Sounds pretty good. I'd like to set up my own repeater this summer. I know someone whose brother has a commercial tower, and I have like 100 feet of hard line. Just going to run a little GMRS repeater in Lake Odessa. That'd be great, but man, do you keep the 2-meter going? I know there's a lot of GMRS repeaters out there, but I'm hoping we get more 2-meter. I agree. It does tend to work a little nicer. I have 3 Motorola and MSF 5000s. They're all UHF. Though I know those desktop ones, they're not really too much, so I might go that route as well and just get a 2-meter set up.
Well, looking forward to that. We are at our sledding destinations. So I'll have to let you go, but great talking to you. This is KF8 VFO 73.
Copy that. Nice talking to you, too. Hope you have a nice day. This is KF8CDK, clear. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta Kilo, looking for a radio check.
There you go.
Yep, let me log into all the other remotes.
Oh man, I think one is down for some reason. I was gonna stop by there, reset that, and I forgot.
So if only you somebody with a snowplow.
Oh, maybe I can run back out there when I get the other stuff.
at this. I'm like, well, we're only on the main receiver. This is my house getting into the main receiver.
I'm not watching.
Oh, I didn't even check. I should see if that still works. Hold on. Oh, I'm full scale into the master chest from my house out of X50 in the behind the house.
Yeah, we don't put up junk.
Why do we need receive sites anyways? Alright, I gotta finish this Pi TVM too. Of course, the girls haven't gone out and killed the driveway yet. Although we just finished breakfast.
That's probably just a band opening. I wouldn't think you'd be that good into it, but maybe.
So wait, we got... I don't know where all of our receivers are, Jeff. I need to look them up.
Okay, I'm counting. Yeah, I don't know. You can't just change the main, huh?
Well, I mean, the problem is, so we're running asterisk as an unprivileged user, so you can't use ports below 1,000. So the default now is to use 1667 instead of 667, so you gotta go into every RCCM and change it. I got Guilford 1, which I can't see online. So the router is, but not the RCCM. I got Kincommon, Mayville, Bancroft, Fleet 3, and Burnside.
You said Mayville on Burnside, yeah. We don't have nothing on the west side yet, do we?
Bancroft?
For some reason, I don't think Bancroft is there. Wasn't something with the can? I don't remember. Doggone it.
I mean, I'm just going off what's defined in the text file here, so. Alright, I'm going to go log into each one of these and do that. Get those back over.
Yeah, you might not find Bancroft. I don't remember. Keep it up to here.
Yeah, that's it, man. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
you ever built the config for turning the rotor on and off, but that's probably all got to get changed if there is one, right?
I'm on a different radio.
I mean, you sound okay, just different.
Yeah, I'm on a Kenwood, or my Kenwood, so that's why. Read me on the Kenwood. On 7-8. Here, if you're listening to both, I'll mute the Motorola 1 second.
Can you hear me on 3-1-8-1-2-3-4-5?
Here's me on 7-8, same radio, 1-2-3-4-5. You're not as loud on the second one.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming second one would be 7-8, so that'd be network, but is it because of that repeater, or, you know?
Okay, but at least the latency is where I thought it would be. Alright, let me log into doing pin counting now. Oh no, the husband got stuck in the tractor in the snow, now he's out.
Oh my. Where's that at?
Somewhere off of Irish. Forest fire's going to it. Okay. I'm only making the main. Oh, I guess it's makes sense. King County and Mayville are now up. Oh, 6.3. Woohoo! Alright, and Burnside. I guess let me see if Bancroft there just quicker.
I'll be back. Give it up for here.
Kilo 8 0 Alpha Delta.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie Delta Kilo.
If it's somebody that needs to hang our microphone up, you need to hang it up, because your microphone is malfunctioning because it's not being on the hook.
Yeah. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Good afternoon from November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
Hi, gentlemen, this is KGBD. I'll be running the net. I'll start a pre-net. So I heard N8OBU and N8FPE. Are there any other stations out there for pre-net from Michigan AirPSC net? Call now.
Echo, echo, in and out.
November 8, Hotel Echo, Echo, I have you in and out. out. Any other stations, call them out.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo with the Echo will also be in and out.
88 RWE, I'll also have you in and out. It's KJDT, net control, setting up a pre-net. Please call now. This is KJBD starting a pre-net for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Anybody wishing to check in, please call now.
This is Kilo Echo Delta Oscar November. I got you Lima Charlie, Jim.
KADON, have you left the clear also? Any other stations? KJBD, I'll be net control for the Michigan ARPSC net tonight. We're taking pre-net check-ins. We'll start the net in approximately about 5 minutes. Anybody wishing to check in early, give me a call, KJBD. I have WBAAXB. Is that Whiskey Bravo?
Charlie is Whiskey Delta, number 8. Delta X-ray Bravo. Charlie in Kalamazoo County, over.
Okay, copy that. Whiskey Delta 8 AXB. Just having trouble there. Old ears, sorry about that. I have you checked in. Is there any other stations wishing to check into the pre-net? This is KJBD. Please call now.
This is November, East November, Oscar Romeo.
Okay, I have 10-8 in OR. Let's break it there. It's 5 o'clock, time to start. This is KJBD, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link computers, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM and Michigan, including Ares, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KAJBD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ECRO, Washtenaw County, in District 2. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. NAWU, NASBE, WBATKL, KC8YDF, NAATE, in and out, KD8RWE, in and out, KD8DON, WD8AXB, and N8NOR. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. KGBD, net control. Okay, I got a kilo. Could you repeat your call sign, please? Any relays?
Shot frequency.
I got a kilo. Any others? This is KAJBD, and this is the net control for Michigan ARPSC net, which is also part of the link repeater VHF and UHF systems. Anybody there is perfectly happy to check in and participate. Are there any stations out there wishing to check in? Please call now.
NCA Golf Yankee Uniform.
Okay, I have a November 8 Golf Yankee uniform. Is that correct? Any other stations? We just check in. Call them out.
88 SWR in and out.
Okay, I got KDSWR in and out. Any other station, please call it out. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back and do a check again. So if you haven't got checked in, stick around and we'll get back. We'll cycle back around and do a check. So let's get started. Let's move to KE8DON. Max, your comments, sir.
All right, good afternoon. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar, November. Afternoon, November 9.
KATDD, Mr. Jim, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Just a couple things. I've got a, let's see, I've got actually one thing it looks like on the calendar as far as that goes. This week is a state emergency management coordinator meeting. I think I'll join that one online. And later in the week or during the week, I'm going to get started on my presentation for Interop. I'm going to be talking about the recognition process, the steps of it, and what happens after you get it, as well as what happens after you put your application in. And then also be talking about the renewal process, because with the number of people we have out there, we're going to start getting people in the coming year who will, that is, in January, who will also be up for renewal. So give me a heads up to help you get ready for that. And of course, I'll take you and
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
And of course, we got our bunch of snow over here in Ann Arbor, and over the last two or three days, we've had a few inches almost every night. And so I've been out there with the snow blower, essentially cleaning everything off. And I guess the other thing that's going on is that we had COVID in the house here for the last 2 to 3 weeks. My daughter came down with it, and then my wife caught it. And so I ended up essentially sleeping on the floor in the ham shack in the basement for the last week to stay away from those two. And it looks like they've both tested negative the last several days, so it looks like I managed to miss a bullet, so to speak. But that's all the funny stuff going on around here. Back to net, N8SBE.
Hi, N8SBE, KJBD. Yeah, well, sleeping down in the basement is occasionally sort of my realm when things go south or west or whatever you want to call it there, but hopefully things are squared away from you guys and everybody's on demand. So let's move next to WATKL. Your comments, sir.
KJBD in the Michigan ARPSC. Now, this is Whiskey Bravo Tango Kilo Lima, J in Ypsilanti. Well, earlier on one of these nets, I had reported that we were putting together, fabricating a crossband repeater, UHF in, VHF out, with a really, really short hang time. The purpose of this was, on July 12th, we pulled the One Hell of a Ride. It's a bicycle event. There are multiple routes, and the longest route goes all the way out here from Washtenaw County out into Jackson as well as Ingham counties. Out in that stretch of the course, there we used the 145-15 repeater, which has really high antennas. We can hear it quite well in the sag wagons, but can't always get back in. So we're going to pick a high ground location, put up a tall mast with a UHF omnidirectional, and then a small 3 or 4 element beam pointed back towards the 1.5 repeater. And anyway, that system is working well. I've got it over on our 146.96 system for testing. Carried on a few conversations on it earlier today after having repackaged it. Now here's the thing, you go and put it all together on the bench and everything works great. You stick it inside a nice portable box, plug it in and pop the fuse. So had to chase down what caused that to happen, but got that resolved, got everything stable again, and we will be bringing this out to our monthly AMP team, Aero Mobile Portable Team, where we go out on the third Monday of every month, no matter what the weather is, and we set up in a public park. We get a number of guys go and set up portable HF operations. Other ones just come out for the camaraderie, and others go and bring out things to go and test and tinker with. But I will be bringing the crossband repeater out, setting that up, and then the guys will be able to log in to our Monday night net on, out at AMP team. So be able to log in on the UHF side, listen on the VHF side, just something additional to play with, and it'll give it a little additional testing. But that's what's going on here. Getting ready for, as I said, one hell of a ride in July, and tomorrow night we'll be doing AMP team. WBATKL, back to net.
WBATKL, thanks very much for your comments, sir. It's always interesting to see some of the stuff that goes on at the occasionally when I make it out to one of those AMP team meetings. Let's take a standby here. Are there any stations out there wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. It's KJBD Net Control.
Zero 8, Sierra Yankee Alpha.
Double. Go ahead, calling station.
Zero 8, Sierra Yankee Alpha.
Zero So I have Kilo 8, Sierra Yankee Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Any relays? Anybody catch that call sign? I found a Kilo 8 near Yankee Alpha. Is that correct?
Affirmative. That is correct. Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha. Name is Psy, like the sigh of relief.
Okay, Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha. You're it. Next station, please.
This is Kilo 8 Sierra Yankee Alpha. Psy in Elmont, Michigan. Got 23 degrees over here and lots of snow. Not much else going on. Going to try to start my quad up and see if I can get that going so I can plow out some more area out here in the driveway. Sitting on 5 acres out here, so there's always plenty of snow to plow. Anyway, that's about it. Back over to the net. KSYA standing by.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Any other stations wish you to check in the Michigan ARPS team yet, please call them out.
November X-ray, Zero Hotel, John in Washtenaw County.
Connect 08, got you in the log. Next station, please. Okay, that went fast. I got a K, D, and something. Not quite sure. Could you call again? And slowly, please. Any relays?
You look away. Bell Pass to November. Jim, I just want to double check.
Okay, K-A-G-O-N, I got you double check. Anything else going on there? I caught a K-D. Was that you or somebody else?
I think it was me. I just wanted to confirm. Is this W-D-A-T-C-G?
Yes, sir. He's in there. We're moving down through the list, see if we can get some more people in, then we'll start and get some more comments there. So thanks for that. Any stations wishing to check in, please call them out. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move now to KCA-YCF. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon. This is KC8YVF, PCRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on this week for Saginaw County. Just like everybody else, cleaning up from the weekend snow. I'm hoping that the groundhog was wrong and we get to spring a little sooner. But this is February, and based on history, we always get a measurable snow amount around the first week of February and toward the last week of February. This kind of fell in between there, so I guess it's hopefully the only one here. They combined the first and the last into one here in the middle and be done with this. Other than that, we've got our next series training's coming up on the 27th. I don't have a topic for it at the moment. I'm still working on that, trying to get some of our members to submit some topics for that. We've been doing monthly trainings for 17 years here, so I'm kind of running out of training topics and kind of run back through some things to review. So always appreciate new topics to give to the members. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
Hi, KC8YVF, KJVD. Thanks very much for comments, sir. You guys are doing some interesting stuff down there. Let's move now to WDAKXB. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, this is WD8AXB. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, where we've been playing on and off snow and drizzle and snow and drizzle, and we're not getting very many days over 30 degrees lately. Been few and far between, so have been snow around here. We've had some beautiful sunny skies, but it's been like degrees with all the nice sun, and then with no clouds in the skies, it gets pretty cold here at night, even here in southern Michigan. doing a few little tinkering things around here. The one success I had today was finding a piece of Rubbermaid Tupperware that was large enough for this small three-knob antenna tuner that I wanted to store in my my vehicle, and I wanted it to be somewhat crush-proof and, of course, mostly waterproof, and so finally found a piece of Tupperware that that would fit it. It. You know, for some reason, it was the way these Tupperware things are shaped. It's like it was too square, not round enough, too tall, just various problems. They finally found a nice thing to fit it, so that'll be going back in the vehicle. And just trying to match up some paperwork and manuals so that I know where they're at, or either they're stored with the equipment that might be needed. Let's see. Had a conversation with the District 5 Emergency Coordinator, KD8RHB, a few days ago, so that was interesting. And we're looking forward to the spring SET now that we have the date tied down. And NOR and I will be traveling to Hamvention again this year, so that'll be the other big May activity. So back to net control. NHJBD from WD8AK. Yeah, there we go. You know your call sign, net control, from WD8AXB. Over.
WD8AXB, yep. I know my call sign, and I'm still trying to learn a lot of other folks' call signs. And I have a name for what your container is. We're going to call it the Goldilocks box. How's that? With that, let's move next to N8NOR. Your call sign, or your comments, sir. Go ahead.
This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo, N8NOR. Name here is Ken. I'm in South Portage. Just been like everybody else, cleaning out after all the various inches of snow that have been falling as of late. Luckily, I was able to clear the driveway yesterday morning, and so I was able to get out and clean out, only to get snowed on today. But notice that it being this cold, that the snow that is starting to blow around this afternoon. The roads have been, it's been real windy around here, so I'm getting out and having to do things for Sunday before I go to work tomorrow. So I don't have much of anything else going on other than that my ICOM 7000 is still working very well right now and want to keep it that way. So I'll hand it back to net control. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8TQZ, way up north.
Hey, KJBD and the Mission Air PSC Net, WB8TQZ, Mike in Rock City, ECRO for Presque County, and Max, an MITN Net Manager. Well, Max and MITN made it pretty well through the winter solstice, although propagation does continue to be somewhat challenging at times, but we haven't been shut out yet, at least not as far as I've heard. Just got back in town Friday after being on a three-week visit down south, and found out that winter is indeed making it an appearance this year, and it's the real deal. A little bit late getting on the net today because I was finishing up the most recent snow removal operation, but things could be worse. Power's staying on and the antennas are staying up. That's it from here. Back to you.
WB8TQZ, sounds good. Yeah, we've been getting snow and very manageable amounts down here, and no heavy freezing anything, but bus limbs, that's always good. Thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to NX08. John, your comments.
have, like everyone else, still battling the ice from January. But here in District 2, we are having our monthly online meeting. And this week we're going to be talking about the draft personal task book that we're developing for District 2 to help facilitate mutual aid and interoperability among our counties. And also we've created we're in the process of creating a ICCF 217A to get one document containing the communications resources here in Southeast Michigan. But other than that, everything's going well, and we've got a great team. Back to Net Control, November X-ray 0 Hotel.
NX08, this is KJBD. Thanks for comments, and I'll be chatting with you on the Zoom meeting sometime coming up here shortly. Okay, we've hit the bottom of the roster. Is there anybody else out there wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. Any relays? Okay, now they heard. I'd like to thank all that participated in this net, and certainly appreciate that. And with that, this is KJBB. I'll be returning this frequency to normal amateur radio use and work on sending Max an email with the logs, etc., sometime tomorrow. So with that, 73 all, this is KJBB.
Thank you for doing a wonderful job being net control. N8OBU is clearing the remote base.
Thank you to N8OBU for riding along, and Jim, thank you for running on that KDOM out.
73 all.
KFA Delta Charlie Z.
KFA,
Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ. Delta Charlie Zulu. KFA, Delta Charlie Zulu.